It's a well-fought game today. Hats off to the Dolphins. Those guys showed a ton of heart. And we just made too many mistakes to win this game, especially a game on the road against a pretty good football team. We have to continue to just play 60 minutes and play full games.
Take us through the last drive before the punt was blocked. I mean, you guys wanted to go for it, and then, they obviously got the ball back, which you hadn't planned on. Take us through the thinking there on the last drive.
Well, we wanted to remain aggressive, and we had three timeouts. We had enough time to, just go down and put together a drive, possibly get a field goal or score a touchdown, win the game. But we just didn't execute in that situation.
How frustrating is it for you guys? Because, a couple of these games that you weren't able to finish here and there, and if they're flipped into your favor, maybe you look back this season differently and you're in the playoff hunt right now.
That's very frustrating. But, at the same time, it shows that we have a ton of character, when we're down in games and we're able to, bounce right back and take the lead. But, we have to it's a 60-minute game. You can't only win one quarter. You have to win all four quarters. And we have to just continue to play complete games and, just finish the season strong.
Obviously, it was your homecoming. How has this whole week been like for you?
That's pretty good. I was happy to be able to play in front of my family and everyone, be able to get down here to some nice 70-degree weather, 80-degree weather. So that was pretty cool. But, we knew that it was going to be a challenge coming down here to play the Dolphins, and we knew that coming into this game, they had only lost games to teams with winning records. So, we knew that it was a challenge. We played hard, and, the guys executed, but we just didn't do enough to win the game.
I guess you had a little meet and greet with some family members after the game. Was that tough, after having such a devastating defeat, to kind of talk to family members, or did they kind of boost you up?
Yeah, it's very tough, especially being from the city of Miami. I'm pretty sure out here I won't hit the end of it, come this offseason when I'm back home. But, those guys, like I said, those guys played a great game. And, you talk about family. We had a nice turnout today. The support of not only my family, but the entire Viking fans, family. They were doing a great job off game of cheering for us when we're on defense, or celebrating when we made big plays. So we're pretty excited that, I was excited to have my family here, but I was even more excited to see all the purple.
How big was your number, Teddy, today? Family, friends, and 100 range, beyond that? Or how many you think you had in the stands, and their family, friends?
I have no idea. Ever since college, I left, the ticket request. I left that to my mom to handle. She's done a great job of handling that. And, my main focus is playing football and being a quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings. So pretty sure it'll be a nice meet and greet after this press conference. But it was a nice turnout today.
Ever your days at Northwestern, Teddy, envisioned even 4 or 5 years ago when you were there, standing on the podium at Sun Life Stadium after a professional football game, addressing the media like this? I mean, just talk about progression in the last 5 years, six years for you.
That's amazing. Life has been, great. To be able to set your goals and, accomplish each of them, each year, it's pretty cool. Like you said, about 4 or 5 years ago, I was just a senior at Miami Northwestern and, watching Dolphins games and attending Dolphins games. And to be able to play against those guys today, it was a great feeling being able to play against your hometown team. But, at the end of the day, we didn't do what we came down here to do, so it won't be such a great feeling.
You probably thought you were going to get another chance. What were you thinking when you saw the punt
block? Well, I just knew that it was going to be a tough situation. We had two timeouts left, but it's a very tough situation, to be in, especially when the team only has to take a knee three times in a row and to seal a game. So we were hoping to get maybe a fumble snap or something like that, a miss exchange in the snap, but those guys sealed the game.
Did you feel you played well, or were there certain
aspects of your game you wish you'd done better today? And if so, what were they?
They played pretty good for the most part. And like I said, but we have to play a full game. We have to play a full four quarters. And today we just didn't do that. On offense, we did a great job of playing with high intensity and playing very fast. But like I said, the defense did a great job today of, slowing those guys down. We knew that, it was going to be a challenge coming in. They have a great wide receiver core and everything, and a great quarterback. So we knew that it was going to be a challenge. And we did a great job for the most part. But I'm going to continue to stress that we didn't play a full game.
I don't know if you said anything, but there was one.
play when Adam Thielen was kind of just standing there, and you saw that later?
Yeah, I saw it. I think it was on the play when I scrambled to the left and ran out of bounds. But, you know, it was just one of those deals where, you know, you either throw the ball and, you know, get lucky, or, you know, you just live to see another down. And in that situation, you know, once I was flushed out of the pocket, I saw Adam wide open. But, you know, I was just thinking, you know, don't force it. You know, maybe just try to get another get a couple yards and get a first down, or, you know, live to see another down.
You were pretty on point today in terms of your accuracy throughout. It seems like, too, some of the corner routes that maybe you had, you know, overthrown guys a little bit earlier in the season, it seemed like you hit on all those today. I mean, was that kind of an emphasis to try to get that calibrated?
Well, you know, early in the year, I just struggled, you know, and I wasn't playing good football. But, you know, Coach North Turner said something to us a couple weeks back. You know, he told us that we're going to be playing our best football in December. And if you think about it, we've been playing, you know, pretty good for the most part. And we've just been executing and, you know, playing pitch and catch, whether it's me throwing the ball to the wide receivers or, you know, the running backs have been doing a great job of following the offensive line and making plays for this team.
Last couple. Do you feel any nerves today being out there in front of the hometown folks or anything like that?
Not at all. You know, I was fortunate to play some games in the state of Florida, and wherever we came in the state, you know, my family would travel to see me, and so it wasn't any jitters or anything like that.
And also, you guys are 6-9, so, you know, gone is now the chance of a 500 season. How frustrating is that it's going to be a losing season no matter what happens next week?
That's very frustrating. You know, we have high expectations around here. And, you know, we set our goals pretty high around here. So, you know, we won't be able to hit our goals. But, you know, there are some positives heading into the end of this season. Like I said, we've been able to play much better than the way we started the season out. The chemistry, and you know, we're just playing for one another now.
Thank you.
Thank you.